Welcome to the show.
This guy got a mistletoe belt on.
Gosh, that is bad.
The whole plane smells like weed.
Those were the days.
It's a joke, you idiot.
Looked in the mirror, I'm like,
good old innocent fun. Welcome back, everybody, to Troublemakers, the podcast where each week we bring on a guest and they tell crazy stories about their lives. I'm your host, Dylan Krasinski, coming to you from a beautiful night in Astoria, Queens.
Gorgeous.
With me, as always, is my enigmatic co-host, my number two, the man with the plan, Mr. Ray Zawadny.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Dylan. That was such a nice introduction today. And more importantly than thanking you, I want to thank everybody that has been checking us out. Full video episodes on YouTube, watching those shorts and reels we put on Instagram. Also, thanks to our audio listeners that are listening to us on their walk, their drive, their commute, at the gym. If you are one of those audio listeners, you could do us a very big favor. Please make sure to leave us a rating and review on those apps. If you're going to leave us a rating, we ask 5 stars, nothing less. If I do happen to go out there and take a look at our ratings, which I do monitor pretty frequently, and see anything lower than 5 stars, I swear to God, I'm gonna fucking find you, and I'm not gonna kill you, but I'm gonna mess with your vehicle. I'm gonna follow your kids to school.
Whoa.
And I'm gonna mess with your vehicle in the sense of not pop your tires, but I'm gonna pee on your door handle, and I'm gonna take bars of soap and wipe them across your windshield, so it's really hard to get off.
Damn.
So just 5-star rating. That's it. Anywho, I got a very special guest on the podcast today,
Ladies
and gentlemen, the hilarious Johnny Salami.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Okay, dude.
Welcome to the pod,
dude. Thanks for having me, man.
Dude, thanks for doing it. Thanks for coming.
Dude. So hard not to laugh during intros for me. It's like the funniest
They're
part.
They're so corny.
So
dude.
Serious,
There's
man.
So, we go from radio voice to immediately not professional at all.
They have something in Brooklyn. It's like radio. They have like a timer and everything, dude. And they're like, all right, get ready.
they have the counter on the wall.
It's like live radio. So like you can't fuck up.
Oh,
and,
shit.
I went on, and, dude, I was crying laughing, like, during the intro. I don't know where they play. I think they play in, like, coffee shops and stuff, but just talking about, like, tits and, like, farts for, like, an hour and a half.
Welcome back to the show. Our guest today, what kind of tits do you like?
Some dude's on a date at, like, a cafe. It's just like, playing on the radio.
Oh,
they had a... in the radio, I'm from Pittsburgh, so the radio station out there, Tracy Morgan was doing the rounds to promote shows, and the guys that I know that were on the radio were last on his like little tour, and they got a warning like, hey, this dude is fucking hammered, he is, you know, he's causing trouble. Yeah. I don't know what you want to do, just so you know. So they have him come in and they fake do the radio show and just play music. So there is like a full like hidden like Tracy Morgan just acting a full.
Yeah, can you
recording
imagine
that they have?
What
and he's like
saying,
thinking that he's on the air. Oh, they told me he was just like, you know, he said fuck every other word. Yeah. And this is like just like fucking like national like iHeart radio company. And he's like talking about like, dude, he was like harassing all the fucking like the interns and shit and getting everybody pregnant.
What a guy, dude. He's still alive, right? He's all better from the crash.
Cool. Live and well.
That was
yeah, but like
fucking
a Walmart truck or something.
Yeah.
That's a night. If you get hit by someone,
I'm a big fan of Walmart too.
You want it to be a Walmart truck.
Yeah,
it's hard to take sides. A
lot of money involved.
Yeah, I like Tracy Morgan, but I also like Walmart.
Yeah,
you're a Walmart guy.
Yeah, if a Walmart truck hit me, dude, I'd probably just ask for like a lifetime supply of polos, dude.
Can I get some graphic tees, please?
Dude, he must have made so much money.
Oh yeah,
that. Holy shit. That's big money, dude. Big money. So, dude, welcome to the pod. You're a Boston guy.
No.
Yeah,
no, dude.
Rhode Island, but you lived in Boston. So I literally asked it when he walked in. And then you
don't listen to people. That's the problem.
You know what? You know what the problem is? You know what? You're going to get, I'm just very much in my own head.
Even when I moved to Boston, people thought I was a Rhode Island guy. So.
Oh, damn. Well, when did you live there?
2 years ago.
Okay.
A year and a half ago.
We had no overlap. Yeah.
I only lived there for a year, so I didn't really get too, you know.
Into the scene. Yeah, that's good. You know,
well, I think I got into the scene, but I didn't become like a Boston resident or anything like that. You know,
yeah.
It's very short term.
Yeah.
Pretty happy I didn't either.
It's a good thing, dude.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. You know, there's a timeline on Boston. If you stay for too long, you stay forever.
Yeah. I think that's anywhere, though, dude. You know,
straight
at a certain point, you're like, I got to get the fuck out of here, man.
You start getting spots that are just too good to be like, you know what? I know I got 20 minutes to do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. I'd rather do an open mic in a Brooklyn kid's basement. Let's go do that.
How long have you been in New York?
Like a year and a half, maybe.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've been here like 4 years, and I'm still not a resident here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no way, dude.
I don't even think I paid taxes the right way, dude. I think I'm still paying taxes.
Dude, we have a big IRS listening contingent on this pod.
Fuck the IRS, dude.
The IRS.
Like, hey, man.
I got audited in 2017. I've never made more than like 40 grand a year in my life.
Shit.
And they audited me.
That's why they audit you. Because they're like, nobody.
I'm a bitch and I won't do anything about it.
No, because they're like, dude, nobody in their right mind is making under 40 grand for 10 years in a row.
Oh,
in the United States.
They thought I was up to something.
Yeah, they think you got a stash in the backyard or something, dude.
This guy
hasn't gotten a raise in 7 years.
He's either the worst employee ever or he's fucking up to something. Yeah, dude, they audited me and they tried to say like I owed like 6 grand. I've never had 6 grand in my life. What are you doing? I don't have a savings.
No. Oh, dude, even like the whole like... health insurance thing, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, if I ever get hurt or sick, dude, I'm gonna die before I think about going to the hospital, man.
Dude, you don't have to pay, you know, when you go to the hospital. Yeah,
you kind of do.
No.
They'll butt fuck your credit.
They're not for credit. Hospitals are not for profit organizations, so you could just like call them.
but what was the first word that you said? Technically,
technically, you could call them and just be like, dude, I don't have any money. They got to treat you,
They gave me an option. They were like, you can either pay like 2 grand now or like $100 a month. And I was like, all right, I'll just pay you like 100 a month.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. You need this kidney? You know, it's just 2 grand or $100 for the next 20 years.
Well, I feel like a pussy, dude. I went to the ER because I blacked out in my car.
Like from drinking
just sober. I wish it was from drinking, man. That would have been, dude. I was in the parking lot. It's like 7:30 in the morning, dude, and my head just like gives out. I just smash my head against the steering wheel.
Holy
dude.
Shit!
And I'm like, what the fuck's happening? I'm like laughing a little bit. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? And then
when did that happen?
Oh, this was like a few weeks ago, dude.
Oh shit!
And then yeah, dude, I kept like blacking out, and I ended up driving home. And I'm like in the kitchen. I just knocked on my roommate's door. I'm like, dude, you got to bring me to the ER, man. I was like, I think I'm legit dying.
Like, holy shit,
dude! I went to the ER and they, I got like an EKG. Like,
damn,
they did blood work, dude, and they were like, yeah, man, like you just don't drink water. They were like, you're dry, bro. You have nothing in you.
Oh, dude.
And I was like, dude, you're telling me I came here for dehydration? And then, dude, like the other day, I got the bill and it was like 2 grand, dude.
Oh,
I was like, oh, man, I wish I just fucking died. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Dude, you know what? You call them and you go, let me talk to your, I don't know what the department's called, but it's like, let me talk to the department for poor people. And they'll send you and then just be like, hey, man, I don't have this money. And I know you guys are technically not for profit, so you got to forgive this.
Yeah.
Because I can't pay it.
You know what I like about you, too, is you're still just hammering an energy drink instead of a bottle of water.
Oh, yeah. Nothing's changed at all. I haven't started drinking water at all, dude.
Dude, that's tough, though, when you go, like as a dude to the ER with something that you think is way worse. Yeah. Like I went there last year because, dude, I thought I was having a fucking heart attack. Like, dude, like, my shit, like, I'm like... Like, I'm in there, like, making noise. I'm thinking I'm going to cut to the front of the line, you know, there. They make me wait. And then I get in there, and the guy's like, you got GERD. It's like severe acid reflux. That's all it is. It's severe acid reflux. GERD. And there's like, and I'm like, ah, fuck. He's like, yeah, it's like really bad heartburn. It's probably because you like lay down too soon after you eat meals. And I'm like, oh, so I'm just gross. There's like a lady next to me, like calmly, like bleeding on this gurney and shit.
And you thought you were dying, dude.
Dude,
same thing. I thought I was like, oh, he's going to walk in, tell me I have diabetes, dude. Like, I'm going to put up a post about it.
They're going to bring in a priest.
You know, I'm going to get laid, dude. Like, it's going to be fucking sick. Then he was just like, yeah, you're a pussy, man. Like,
you got to drink liquids, not coffee.
If you, dude, if you get like severely dehydrated, though, it's the fucking worst, man.
Yeah.
Your body just like shuts down.
Dude, I had
cramp
I had,
up.
Yeah. I had food poisoning. We did that pod at Gas Digital, and the night before, it was like a 10 a.m. podcast. And the night before, I had shawarma in the East Village, and it was every hour.
So like
every
Indian
hour
food
on that. Sure, it's just like the meat and the, but I didn't do lettuce because I was trying to be healthy.
Yeah.
So I didn't do rice.
How's
I just
that?
Did.
Wait.
No, I didn't do rice. So I did lettuce with the meat on top and all the sauces.
Yeah.
I was like, a little keto, you know, doing a little carnivore diet. And dude, I was just every hour on the hour I woke up, just I went into that podcast with zero moisture in my body.
Oh.
I passed out immediately after.
That's going to be the for a podcast, too. I remember when I used to smoke weed back in the day, dude, and I would get so stoned. I would eat, like, too much, and I would throw up all the time.
Jesus.
Yeah. I would go to BJ's and just buy the huge tubs of hummus and, like, pita chips.
Yeah.
Dude, I would down, like, two of those, and then I'd just get back to my mom's and just throw up, dude. Straight up hummus, dude.
Dude, hummus pukes, nothing worse.
Throwing up high is wild, too, dude.
I don't think I ever have.
You're just aware.
Wild,
you're aware of every.
You just don't feel anything.
Nerve.
Yeah, dude. You think you're in like a dream.
Dude, that's good. Whenever I smoked, I would feel. That was when I started smoking, people were like, oh, it's good for like pain management.
Yeah.
And I remember I had like a shoulder thing, and I was like, I'm going to smoke some weed for this. So I smoked weed. Dude, it just made it so much worse.
Really?
I was just aware of the pain constantly. I was just in my head. I was like, I feel it so much more.
Well, then get somebody going like, oh, you're smoking the wrong stuff. I'm like, no, dude.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there is different types for sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
But some people just have the wildest reactions in general to weed. Like fucking, I've had friends that like can't, like if they smoke, they're going full fetal position in the middle of the floor.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
You don't smoke anymore?
No, dude. I would laugh the whole time. Like I would just cry laughing for like we would be in the car every time because I was afraid to go in public. I went in public one time when I was stoned at a bowling alley,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't even know we were going in. Like everyone just got out of the car and we started going in. And no, dude, this is no joke, man. I walk into the bowling alley and a special needs adult runs into me, dude. I'm like blasted, bro. Like I'm like high as tits. And I just ran out, dude. I was like, yeah. My mind was like, dude, just get out of here. Like, you can't be. And I just stayed in the car, dude, while everyone went bowling.
I think we're similar, bro, because I like started smoking weed at a young age, and my friends got to a point where they were able to function in society, and I never had it. Like, I was always full giggles, full, dude. Like, I was just embarrassed everywhere I went. I was like, why does everybody know that I'm high?
Dude, that,
I used to get upset when people weren't laughing. They were like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, isn't this why we're here? Like, you know?
It's crazy. You got to a level of high that you were afraid of people with Down syndrome. That is a different level, dude.
Well, that whole occurrence was fucking, my mind, like I lost 5 years of my life when that happened, dude. I'll never forget that. I always just wanted to get high, though, in a car. Mm. And just listen to classic rock, dude. Just fishbowl the car. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and just
that is
play
nice.
The what if game, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But I think people just got sick of that. We're like, we need to go out there and explore, dude, you know?
Yeah.
I did go ice skating once high. Well, it was pond hockey, so I wasn't that scared.
Yeah.
And, dude, I was, like, playing with this kid's tits, like, scooping him and stuff. We weren't really invested in the game. Yeah. We're just like, we were both high, just laughing at each other, dude. And I scoop this kid's tits, and I'm laughing so hard that I fall down, dude. And this kid rips a slap shot at my eye, dude.
Was it the kid whose tits you were playing with?
Oh, no.
He was getting
like
vengeance.
Revenge, dude.
Yeah. No, it was some kid who was nasty at hockey, dude, and he just ripped a slap shot right at my eye as I was on the ground laughing. And I didn't feel it at all, dude. I get up and there's like blood squirting everywhere. Oh. Dude, everyone was like, what the fuck?
You're still laughing, dude. You're
still
wiping
laughing.
The blood.
And, dude, the kid who hit me was like borderline in tears. He was like, oh my God, dude, I'm so sorry. And he was like, you got to get out of here, man. You got to go to the ER. Dude, I went to a Subway on the way to the ER. Just walked in with like blood all over my face. I used to get a double chicken chop salad every day, dude. And, yeah, man, I just didn't feel anything. God, like, I don't know what it was. I still have the mark. Like, you can kind of see it's, like, kind of bald on my eye.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah. I could. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you take it to go?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's I should have stayed, dude. But
sad and bloody face.
Too much psycho move.
Chicken chop salad.
You go to the ER, you smell like Subway. They're like, did you go to Subway before you came here?
It would have been funnier if they, like, they knew me because I went there every day. So the lady was like, are you okay? Like, what's going on?
I'm on my way to the hospital.
It would have been cooler if they didn't know me, though. You know?
I had to make a quick stop. Like, see my girls.
I was just playing with a nice pair of man tits, and next thing I know, I'm fucking taking a puck to the face.
That is the tit scoop is the funniest, but also, we've talked about this, the most insulting thing you can do to someone when you don't know them well.
Oh, yeah. Dude, like, so disrespectful, man.
There would be nothing worse than, like, when I was, you know, I still have tits, but when I was younger and more insecure with tits, when like a friend would do it in high school and there was like chicks around, I was like, come on, man, everybody, they know I have tits. Let me at least, you know, you got to accentuate them.
It is. It's the most disrespectful. I'd rather have someone spit in my face than scoop my tit.
Yeah.
That I don't
in
know.
Front of a woman. Yeah. I scoop slammed a dude.
What's that?
Scoop slammed. Like I double scooped him and then slammed his tits. After we won a high school playoff football game and everyone's amped up and I didn't know this kid, dude. And dude, this kid looked like Peter Griffin, dude. Like, we used to call him that, and I just came up to him. I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Scoop slam, dude. He told the coach.
Like sexual harassment. Yeah, dude.
I'd have a talk with the coach. He was like, are you touching kids? I was like, dude, what? Like, he was really upset, man. He wouldn't even look me in the eye after that.
Yeah, you sexually assaulted him.
Dude. Yeah. No women were around, though, dude, you know?
Yeah,
it was just dudes.
Just dudes.
Do you remember
I don't like men no more.
Do you remember the ball tapping era? Remember people used to ball tap?
Listen, I think we need to bring that back.
No, fuck no, dude.
Yeah, listen, I don't like getting my balls tapped, but it is so funny to do to people.
Yeah, that wasn't really a big movement. I feel like you would have gotten shot if you... Yeah,
if you
you flick the wrong dude's nuts, he's gonna kill your whole family.
Oh, like if you're dudes used to do some weirdest fucking shit. Like it was the credit card. Obviously, we know.
Yeah,
right.
Where you up the stairs,
up somebody's butt crack
when they're walking up the stairs.
Well, they would do a double. Like it was two dudes would get somebody, and it was they called it like a dickaroni.
Mm-hmm.
Where they would smack you in the nuts, and when a dude bent over, the other dude credit card him.
Wow,
I know.
Dude, that's kind of
both sides.
It's kind of impressive, dude.
Yeah, I guess.
We had the pantsing era.
Oh,
we would get like underwear too, dude.
Wiener out.
Mm.
We were just talking about this yesterday. Are you a tidy whities guy? Have you ever been a tidy whities guy in your life,
dude? We were talking about this yesterday too.
Were you really?
No shit,
dude. Yeah. We were literally just talking about it.
Yeah.
Or briefs, boxers, or tidy whities, and we said tidy whities are for young people, young kids, adult elderly people, and people with Down syndrome, basically.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you might as well just wear a diaper.
Yeah, dude. You know? And nothing's more unattractive than taking your pants off and a girl seeing you in tighty whities.
Yeah, if you go to Target at the right time, they have like, they're like compression boxers, dude, but they have like a little pocket you can put your phone in.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And they're very hard to find, man, but if you find them, dude,
that's what you rock
up.
If I can find them, yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the ones where I forget what they're called, but there's like a little pocket for your dick and balls?
Those are nice.
I think I've heard of them, yeah.
MeUndies kind of has that without the full pocket. That's what I wear, MeUndies.
The thing about the things I'm talking about, though, dude, it's like they're tight, so like you kind of get shoved up a little bit.
Yeah.
But like your dick's pointing like north. You know?
It's good.
So it's, like, confusing.
Tuck it up into your your waistband, into your belly button, you know?
Yeah, but if, like, someone saw it, dude, it would look like you had a chode, you know? Because it's just pointing, like, up. You know what I'm saying?
And it's going to be smashed down a little bit, though.
Yeah, it's almost, like, defying physics. It's fucking wild, man. But when you can, like, run in them, dude, that's why I got them. So I can just, like, wear them to the gym and stuff and, like, put my phone in there, you know?
That is nice, dude. It's nice to slip it right in.
Yeah.
Well, I think we disagree on tidy whities. Yeah, I think it's kind of a power move if a dude's rocking tidy whities nowadays. Like a dude our age, like, pulls his pants down in front of, like
I think that's just
depends how he looks, man, you know? If you see those Calvin Klein models do it,
Yeah, David Beckham's doing
that's
it.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah.
He can wear nothing and people are going to be like, yeah.
It's not even about like the dick and balls, dude. It's about like my ass. Like I would leave a straight up skid mark. There would be a brutal skid mark.
Yeah, I can't wear white underwear. That's crazy.
That's insane.
That's an insane move.
It's sociopathic.
To wear white underwear now?
Yeah.
And we were talking about our piss problems. A little piss dribble.
Oh.
You get a little piss dribble in your pants.
Oh, man.
Not good.
Imagine hooking up with a chick, dude, and you just have piss stains and shit stains. If you're, like, blasted, too, dude, you're just confident about it.
She's finding Happy Meal toys, and she's like, what is happening here?
Dude, I've had skid marks where I'm just like, dude, you shouldn't even be alive right now. Like, you should kill yourself, dude. And she's like a straight-up shit, dude.
Oh, god damn, dude. Are you a big drinker?
No, I was sober for a few years, and then since I just I drink like once a month.
Mm-hmm.
But around here, man, I haven't really found the right crew to do that with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, let's get drunk.
Yeah,
we do drink a lot in Astoria.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
You guys drink around here?
Yeah.
Some good bars.
Rocky McBride's up the street.
You see any tits, dude?
Oh yeah, dude.
Really?
Tits?
Fucking Ray's next to me all the time.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes I'll just be like you were doing with that dude. I'll just be playing with my tits in the corner of the bar.
My roommate and I, we went to like when we first moved here, we went over by like 30th Ave or something.
Okay. Yeah.
And we would just see just dudes, man.
It's a lot of dudes,
you know,
in Astoria.
Even like, dude, not even fatties, man. You know,
just dudes.
I would have been excited if there were fatties, but dude, it was just dudes, man. And I was like, fuck, man, I can't keep doing this. Yeah.
When did you stop drinking?
Oh, man. It's probably like a few years ago.
Was there a reason, or you just wanted to take a break, or?
I mean, fuck, man. Probably because if I kept going, I wouldn't be here right now.
Okay,
you know?
Right. Yeah.
I'm not the type of dude who can drink like three beers and be like, all right, good night. Like, same. If I have more than one beer, dude, I'm not stopping. Like, I'm not gonna, you know? And then, it just gets bad, man, you know? Like, I'm a very happy drunk. Like, I'm super happy and fun, you know? Like, we would have the time of our life, but the days following, dude, are just like, fuck.
Horrific. Yeah. That, the hangovers. The hangovers kill me.
And the mentality afterwards.
The anxiety. You know?
I'm just like, dude, just give up on everything, man.
Yeah.
Were you a blackout?
No.
Well, that's good, though. That's
probably. In college, I would bring a bottle of Captain Morgan to parties, and I would just drink the whole thing, like, by the end of the night, and then I would just be, like, paralyzed.
Dude, that's like, till this day, the liquor that I can't drink. It's like that, like rum, spiced rum.
Yeah.
I didn't do Captain. I did the like Admiral Nelson or whatever the fucking knockoffs were. Calico Jack. Yeah, there's always some pirate.
I think it was Captain. It had to have been Captain Morgan. Yeah. It's like $18 for like a bottle. Super cheap, man.
We would drink it with, dude, we would like sit like this, like the three of us, and like pregame by like having both bottles like that and like a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Bam, pass, bam, bam.
Oh, yeah. You got around the room. Oh, dude, I would bring a 2-liter bottle of Coke and that, dude, and just.
Yep.
Oh. That's the first thing I got drunk on was rum and Coke.
Really?
Yeah. Spiced rum and Coke.
Dude, I was always jealous because there's always people there who could have like six beers, you know, those dudes. They would just have like six Bud Lights and then they would be like, all right, good night, you know?
I would just be like,
blasted, dude.
Yeah.
No, I'm more of a, let me get like eight Makers on the Rocks and I'll order food when I get home.
If I can drink once a month, dude, it's not great, but
that's good self-control.
I mean, dude, it's like, if you're gonna drink, man, like you might as well go all in.
Yeah,
go for
you know
it, you know,
that's what my brother does. My older brother, he's like a once a month, maybe once every 2 months drinker, but he gets fucking torched. Like, just full-blown, like, apology tour the next day, but then he's done for 2 months.
Yeah, and it's not good for you at all, but it's like,
say, that's
once
the worst
a month,
way
dude,
to drink.
You can, you know, the best way is to just have, like, one or two drinks a week.
Yeah.
But that's just boring, man. It's
who
like,
does
what
that?
We, what
who
we
wants,
doing?
Like, a glass of wine a night, you know?
Yeah, it's like, dude, I want to try to suck my own dick outside of a Walgreens, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I want to make horrible decisions, dude, you know? It's crazy because, like, when you make horrible decisions when you're drunk, like, you're a legend, dude.
People love it.
Yeah.
Then you get to an age, though.
Yeah.
Like, how old is that guy?
Dude, when you get the three in front of your your age, that's when it starts to get like a little. So you got three more years.
Yeah, you're good.
You should
man.
Fucking ramp it up to just more than once a month.
It gets sad. You'll see some people where you're like, all right, can't end up like that guy. You know?
Yeah.
Dude, we all know him too, dude. We're like, dude, don't.
Oh yeah.
Dude,
oh,
I think yeah. it's me.
I wouldn't be here right now, dude.
Dude, we talked about this, but I was at a wedding this weekend. And I'm 30. I just turned 35, and you know it's bad. I went like single to the wedding, and you know, like I had friends texting me the next day, being like, "Are you alive?" I was like, "Yeah, man, I'm good." Yeah. But I was like, "What the fuck did I do at this wedding?"
Yeah,
I just got wasted.
You don't remember anything?
I didn't black out, but I got wasted, dude. I woke up with a hot pocket on my chest the next morning in the hotel. One bite taken out of it. You know what I did? Finished the hot pocket.
Dude, how'd you find a hot pocket?
I wish I could find the surveillance video from the hotel that just shows me like stumbling in. You know how the hotels have that like the food kiosk next to the check-in desk?
Yeah.
I was just grabbing. And I was like, put it on the room. And then I just went upstairs.
That's sick, dude, that they have.
I got like Sour Patch Kids, a Gatorade.
It's also like who you. Yeah, like who. If you have a good drinking buddy, dude, like I used to drink with this Asian dude who I grew up with.
Yeah.
Like we grew up like when I was younger. And then there was like a period of time where we didn't talk. And then in college, we found out that we lived like three streets over from each other.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's great.
So we would just go to like parties together. And we went to this one party, dude, the first party of the year. It was like we first saw each other like for the first time in like 5 years. Mm-hmm. And like 5 years before that, we had like an emotional goodbye. Like he was moving to Pennsylvania.
Damn.
And we had like grown up together. I was like, all right, man, like take care of yourself. Like very emotional, man, like a Hallmark movie. Fast forward 5 years, dude. We lived down the road from each other in Rhode Island, like in a college, you know, town. And he's like, yeah, dude, like my brother is going to this party, like he can bring us. And I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Like let's run it back, dude. You know? So we go and we get torched, dude. We both end up hooking up with chicks. One of the best nights of my life, dude. Fuck yeah, dude. Hell yeah. And this was like rare. Like I never really hooked up with chicks that much.
Okay.
So we both hook up with chicks, like they go home. We're still at the party. And it's like 2:30 in the morning and I wake up in this room, probably like the size of this, and there's just antiques everywhere. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on, dude? So I get up and I'm like, all right, well, I'm going home. Like,
yeah.
And I see him sleeping on like an antique chair. Dude, so I get up and I'm still like blasted and I just start knocking over all these antiques, dude. It was like the scene from Borat where he like goes in the antique shop.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like trying to get the fuck out of the room, dude. I can like barely see. So I get in my truck, dude, and I start driving home and I throw up on my chest, dude.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm just like, dude, what the fuck? Like I'm driving, dude.
Yeah.
And then I look behind me and there's a cop like following me, dude, and my taillight's out.
Oh, my God.
Dude, so I just take off my shirt. I'm like shirtless. Driving, dude. I drove all the way home and the cop didn't pull me over.
Oh, dude,
it was insane.
You dodged a fucking bullet.
That is so stressful.
But he probably saw you with your shirt off driving a truck and was like, "That dude's a fucking real American. Dude, he isn't up to no good."
It was a truck with flames on it too, dude.
Yeah,
it was a Dodge Ram 1500 with it was gray with orange flames on it, dude.
Oh, he was like, "This dude's a patriot." it's one of the good ones, brother.
He definitely knew what was going on.
He was only following you just so he could pull you over and be like, "Hey, you're fucking killing in this truck, brother. Great pecs.
Thanks for your service."
Smells like throw up, dude. I have no shirt on.
That's dude. That is brutal.
Yeah, my Asian friend ended up getting a DUI like a few weeks later, and I was like, "Dude, what happened?" And he goes, "Dude, you know those speedometers on the side of the road?"
Yeah.
He was like, "I was on my way home and I saw one and I took it as a challenge." Like, dude, are you serious, man?
It's like fucking bait.
Yeah, dude. That's so crazy to have a mind like that. I mean, he was Asian, though, dude.
So, yeah.
You know? You see Tokyo Drift a few times,
dude. Oh, yeah, dude. You're like Dom Toretto. You start... Start channeling them.
That's such a random DUI, dude. You're just approaching a speedometer, dude, and you just decide to go like 70 and a 20.
What are you doing? It was the challenge.
I'd be so mad if I got a DUI like when I was like, was he hammered?
Oh yeah. For sure.
Okay, good then. Like you got to at least earn it.
He used to, dude. So he gets the DUI, and we would play basketball at this park down the road. Mm-hmm. And one day he was like, hey, man, can you give me a ride? This was after he got the DUI. Yeah. And I'm like, why? And that's when he told me, like, he was like, listen, man, I'm in some legal trouble. And he just goes, never mind, man, fuck it. Just drives anyway.
Oh, my God.
But, dude, he had the thing in the car where you have to, like, blow into it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so he had to do that before he drove.
So he had multiple DUIs, or is it like more?
That was just first one, but they put like the breathalyzer in the car.
Damn. Where did he get it?
From the police?
Yakuza,
Amazon. No, like what state? What state?
Oh, Rhode Island.
That's wild. Yeah, that's wild for a first DUI. That's crazy.
If Pennsylvania like put me in a program.
So yeah, like I mean, dude, if I was a cop, I would just chill outside of like a McDonald's or like a Burger King.
Yeah, that's
in a college town, dude. It's like.
You need to get someone, just, you know, check the receipt, see who's ordering $50 or more.
Yeah. Is that illegal for them to do that?
No.
No?
No.
Cops like sit outside the drive thru at a Taco Bell.
Maybe.
They got it. Definitely not. That's fucked up.
It's definitely not.
It might
illegal.
Be like targeting or something.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that. Dude, if there's one thing about the police, is that they're.
he used an NFL penalty. It's targeting. Yeah. You can't do.
Yeah, I think that's PI.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just unfair, man.
Yeah, dude, one thing about the police, though, they're straight shooters. So, like, you know.
What does that mean?
They know what's up. They always.
I immediately thought of jerking off, dude.
Straight shooter.
No, they're honest. They're law abiding.
Some of them are dicks, man.
A lot of them are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, man, there's always going to be dick cops. A lot of the older ones are dicks, man.
Oh, big time. Yeah. Big time. I love watching those. Do you ever watch those, the videos of, they're called, where they like audit? They audit the police. You just YouTube like police auditors. And it's dudes who will, like, just go to an area and start filming and wait for the cops to come. And the cops are like, what are you doing here? And they were just, like, exercising my First Amendment rights to film in public. And then they're like, let me see your ID. And they're like, have I committed a crime? And, dude, it is so funny. The cops get so mad. And they're like, call your supervisor. And then the supervisor will come. And then if they get arrested, though, they get, like, huge lawsuits.
Oh, that's quality entertainment,
it's
though, dude.
So good, dude. Shout out Long Island Auditor. He goes all over the country.
I miss Cops, dude. I remember, like, the first episode of Cops I watched, dude. It was, like, some dude got pulled over on the side of the road. And it's just the dash cam on the cop car showing him. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, this dude just drives his truck into the cop car, like, full speed. Oh, and it was so fucking funny, dude. Because he had nothing to do with the crime. And he just gets out. And he just goes, where the fuck did you come from? You imagine being that drunk, dude.
Dude, what a good shit.
It happens a lot, though, dude. People will drive into cop cars on the highway. I heard it's because of the color of the lights, and they had to change them. But, yeah, like a bunch of cops died, dude, because people just kept driving into them as they pulled people over. Dude.
Yeah. Dude, it's fucking... I love how they're like, no, we got a problem. It's not that we have too many drunk drivers. We got to change our taillights.
Yeah.
That's fucked, dude. Yeah.
I like when I see like and I would see this a lot in my hometown, but like a big fat fucking cop. What are you doing? What value are you adding to the team?
Dude, I see those guys in New York.
Oh, and they're everywhere.
I see a fat cop and I go, I could become a cop. It inspires me. It inspires me to become an officer of the law.
If all else fails, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, I used to work in the courts up in Boston, and it is so hard to get fired as a cop. There was a dude who kept doing like shady stuff and he was getting suspended and all this shit. And then he finally like was like about to come back to be a cop. And I remember a couple of the other cops, like good guys, really good guys. Yeah. They were showing me, they're like, this guy's a fucking idiot. He's sending videos out, about to get off suspension, and he's sending Snapchats to like other police officers, like drunk driving and like throwing up peace signs in his truck.
Oh yeah, I think it's because it's like
what the fuck?
It's because it's like a union, right? So it's like
hard to get fired from being a cop.
Yeah, fuck, man. Even like teachers and stuff, dude, or coaches, it's so hard for them to get fired. I wanted to play college baseball for this dude, and I ended up not playing for his team because he drove his car through a garage on college campus. He partied with the kids he coached.
That's a problem.
Ended up driving through like a townhouse garage. So he got fired, dude, and then he went to some like shitty like
community college.
Yeah.
Didn't even sleep with a student, still got fired.
He probably had a girl in his car, dude.
Yeah.
Knowing that guy.
That's the only way I think
he was like
fired.
The dumbest dude I've ever met in my life. Just so good at baseball, but just like borderline retarded. You know? That's how a lot of them are.
You played college baseball?
For one semester, dude. Yeah. I went to three different colleges, dude.
Oh, shit.
I went to URI, which is where me and that Asian kid hung out. And then I wanted... Basically, what happened was I was in college and I gained like 40 pounds because my mom got me like unlimited swipes at the food court, dude.
Hell yeah.
And they had like chicken nuggets all day, and they were like McDonald's chicken nuggets, dude.
Yeah.
So I would go there at like 9 a.m, dude, and I would just down like 20.
Dude,
they had the good ketchup things, dude, the ones where you just crank out. Oh, man.
I gained a ton of weight my freshman year.
Oh, dude, I literally was taking a shit one day, and I started crying. I called an old baseball coach, and I was like, dude, I gotta get the fuck out of here, man. Like, I gotta get back in shape and, like, do something with my life. And that's when he, like, connected me with that coach who drove through the garage.
Yeah.
So I ended up going to see this guy.
You're gonna get your life together. You gotta see the fucking...
So I was about to transfer, dude, and I found out about all the stuff that happened, and everything got fucked up in between. So I had to go to a community college. I went to a community college of Rhode Island.
Oh, damn.
And they had, like, a nationally ranked college baseball team.
Really?
And so the night before, I did weed brownies for the first time with my friend Nate. And, dude, this kid just gave us, like, free weed brownies. Like, he was just like, dude, just have these. Like, I don't need them because we were just buying weed. So we were like, all right, man. Like, and you know how it goes, man. Yeah. Like, you have one. You're like, I don't feel anything.
Oh.
Dude, so we just downed, like, a bunch of them. And we got... torch, dude. So I didn't sleep at all, and it's like 8 a.m, and I have this college baseball tryout.
Sick.
So we're like stretching out, dude. I'm like laughing my ass off. And then they were like, they're just like, what the fuck is going on with this kid, dude? I just felt like everyone was looking at me, dude. Like, I couldn't stop laughing. And then they were like, all right, we're gonna do live pitching. And I was like, fucked. And I was a pitcher, dude.
Yeah. Oh.
So they put me in the cage, and there was like 10 batters waiting. I'm like still trying not to laugh, dude. I'm throwing the ball all over the place, dude. Like, the ball's going everywhere in my warm-ups. And like, the first kid comes in, I hit him in the shin, dude.
Jesus.
Second kid comes in, I hit him in the rib cage. I hit the third kid. I like kind of laughed a little bit. I was like, dude. And they were just like, dude, this kid's laughing and hitting people. This is like a serious tryout. Like, this is a college. Like, these dudes went to like the national championship the year before. Like, there's kids throwing like 88 miles an hour.
God damn.
And I'm just beaming kids, like stoned out of my mind. And then after the third kid, I remember seeing the next kid who was getting ready to go in, and he just goes, I'm not fucking going in there. And the coach is like, you have to fucking go in. Like, go in. And, dude, I hit him in the head.
What?
And his fucking helmet flew off.
Oh, my God.
And the coach was like, all right, man, get the fuck out of the cage. And, dude, I had to sit down with the coach. And I told him I was an alcoholic, dude. I was just so high talking to this guy. I was like, I'm not going to tell him I did weed brownies. I'm just going to be like, listen, man, like, it was a long night. Like, and he was like, dude, I totally get it, man. he's like, I've been there, man. You know?
He's like, I'll see you tomorrow for practice.
Coolest guy I've ever met, man.
So you stayed on the team?
Yeah. I was 17th on the depth chart.
Wow.
It was 17 pitchers. Yeah.
Jesus.
Fuck, still, though.
Yeah.
Still on the team.
Baseball's weird, man. It's all about who you know. The only reason I was on it was because this coach I had in high school, his son played on the team the year before, and he was like an MLB prospect. So there was like, whatever this guy says, we'll just, you know.
How fast did you throw?
Well, a lot of it had to do with where I was at mentally.
Yeah.
Which is kind of gay to say, but
no.
A lot of it was just mental, and then like a lot of it was obviously physical, like stretching and stuff like that. But there was points where I was throwing like 85, but at that moment in time, I was probably throwing like 82.
Damn.
Literally the slowest thrower on the team, dude. There was kids just throwing fucking just crazy
just
pitches.
Gas.
Yeah, just like their sliders were like 86 miles an hour, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm good.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's Christ. Nuts.
Once you get to that level, man, it's just like, fuck this, man. Like, I'm good, you know? Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah.
You hit four dudes in a row?
Yeah.
I like how progressively worse the area that you hit them in got. Like, shit.
Dude, when the helmet came off, I was like, dude, this is a movie.
That's probably why they catch you, is they were like, dude, still, we knocked the fucking helmet off.
They were like, we fucking hate those kids.
Yeah.
That guy was, the coach was like, probably 70 years old.
Yeah.
He was just like the coolest dude ever, man, you know?
So fun. I'm an alcoholic. It's like, I get it. I'm drunk right now.
I like you thinking on your feet to cover it up. You said something worse.
It's way worse, dude.
It was back then, man, the excuses I would make, dude. You remember like skipping classes in college? Like the emails you would type, dude?
Yeah.
Like, just be like, yeah, my fucking dog died. Like, I can't. You know what I mean?
I gotta go home. Crazy shit.
One time there was a shooting on the highway. And I was commuting at the time, and I just emailed my professor. I was like, yeah, there's a shooting on the highway. Like, I'm not going. She was like, that was 6 hours.
Yeah, I got shot. It was me.
It's like, I was the shooter.
I'm in custody. Dude. Oh, that's funny, man. Did you have any like party experiences with like the baseball team? So I know I went to Siena, and those fucking like the basketball team there was real good. And they would party so hard.
No, I was always going to different. So it was a community college. So like, I was retarded, but I was like the smartest guy on the team. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No. So, well, I forgot you said community college, and then
it was literally last chance. You like, you have like these crazy talents, but everyone on the team like eats crayons. You know what I mean? Like, it was crazy how fucking stupid some of the kids were. I never went to a party. I would always go to other parties. I went to like, I would go back to URI. It's a fucking monster, dude. Having a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
My friend would always like, I went to this party in, this was crazy, dude. My best friend growing up, Joe, his dad was a Division I football coach.
Where at?
I'm not going to say where.
Okay.
Was it Paterno?
Yeah. Sandusky, dude.
Oh, wow. Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know,
dude,
man.
He just retired. Mm. He's still alive.
He's still going at it. But I would always go to different parties, like other people's parties, you know, just like friends I knew, dude. But my best friend, Joe, his dad was a Division I football coach, and he was gone from his house. So my friend Joe throws this party, and he went to Bryant University.
Yeah.
And he was on the football team, and he invited all like the sports teams over and stuff. And I'm at the party, and I know his dad. Like, I grew up with him. Yeah. Like, his dad knows who I am. And it's like 2 a.m, and I go in the backyard, dude, in the house. It's like one of those townhouses that's like, it's on a golf, a golf course.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we're in the back hanging out, and this one kid takes a beer bottle and throws it at a tree. And something kicked in where I was like, I'm getting flashbacks to like my childhood. I'm like, oh, dude, I'll fucking match that. So I just took a huge bottle of vodka, and I'm aiming it at a house like next door, like for no fucking reason, dude. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm going to crush this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude, so I like crow hop like twice, and I'm getting ready to launch this thing, dude. Yeah. And I just throw the vodka bottle through the party window. Dude, the window was literally like 10 by 10. Oh. It's one of those huge windows.
Pane glass.
And it just breaks the window, and there's subwoofers inside, like, bumping. You just hear it turn off. Someone's like, what the fuck was that? And then someone's just like, fuck it. And then they just turn the music back on. But the next day, dude, my friend Joe calls me, and he's like, dude, did you fucking break my window last night, dude?
Dude, it's so much worse because it wasn't like a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend that did the fucked up shit. It was like your boy.
Dude, and he was like, I have to tell my dad. And I was like, dude, no. I was like, you cannot tell. Like, dude, his dad was super strict, and he knew me. I was like, dude, you cannot tell your father, bro. He'll fucking kill me, dude. Yeah. And he ended up making up an excuse that he, like, we were playing catch with the football, and his dad believed it because of how wild of an arm I have. Like, I never knew where the ball was going. Yeah. So he was like, yeah, John threw the football. I had no idea where the fuck it was going, and it went through the window. And his dad was like, that makes sense. Like, I can visually see that, dude.
That ball must have been soaked in vodka. Yes.
Oh, but, my God.
Dude, that
God,
whole
dude.
Summer, every dollar I made went to paying for the window.
Holy shit.
It was the worst summer ever, dude. I didn't make a dime. My whole summer was just like, dude, I got to pay for that window. His dad was like, you're fucking paying me back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was like $1,000 window, dude.
Hey, you know what? Kind of a dick move. I mean, on a Division I football salary.
Dude, yeah. Could have been worse, though. He could have been like, yeah, I threw a rager and John threw a vodka bottle through our window.
To prove a point.
Which is even worse. He was aiming at the house next door.
Yeah. And I think about it, and I'm like, dude, there is a God. Because, dude, if I hit the neighbor's house,
oh, God. Fucked.
Probably be in jail, dude.
Yeah.
You might be.
Oh. When I was, like, drinking in college, I had, like, I still have it a little bit, but I had the, like, worst quality in a drunk that, like, I'm ready to burn down everything. Like, I don't care. Oh, like nothing, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no tomorrow. Yeah. Like, not in, like, a mean way, but there's no tomorrow. And I remember I had everybody come up to West Virginia, where I went to WVU. So I had everybody come visit my, like, new apartment, or, like, it was a house that, like, I had with, like, three dudes to party for New Year's Eve. And it was going to be this great party. And somebody accidentally broke, like, this little window. He was like, Ray, I'm so sorry, dude. I broke the window. This is, like, what I'm getting told, like, the next day. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I was like, who gives a fuck? Man, I was like, I don't give a shit, man. You're good. Watch this. And I just kicked an even bigger window, like, just fucking shattered it. And then I like, wake up the next morning, and I'm like, it's fucking freezing in here. Like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, why is it so cold in here? And they're like, do you want to look upstairs and see,
the
window that you fucking kicked out?
I was just fucking, the worst roommate.
Dude, how big was the window?
It was like one of these ones. It was probably about like 3 feet wide. Like, it was like kind of like just a standard window that I fucking just destroyed. Thank God I didn't fucking, like,
dude, you could have cut your Achilles.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. Like, when you drink like that at a party and, like, Heads Will Roll is playing and there's tits everywhere, it's like, dude, I'll do anything, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Such a good party song. Yeah. Such a good party song.
When that comes on, man, it's like, I'll start jerking off right now.
Changes the vibe.
Yeah.
Dicks come out, dude.
Yeah, dude, that was the same. So I didn't cut myself on that glass, kicking it like that, but that was the same party where I was trying to, like, I was outside, like, early in the day, and I was doing the beer bottle thing where I was trying to, like, practice how I would do it in a bar. Like, I was showing everybody.
Like, hit it.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you see in a movie, I was like, hey, you want to go, motherfucker? And I was, like, saying a line every time, and, like, it took me, like, four to get it. And right when I finally get it, I'm like, you want to, like, one of, like, the fucking shards of glass just comes up and, like, I still got, like, a little scar right there.
Oh,
but it just, dude, I was just like, so it's like, you never know. You never know, dude, what's going to cut you.
Think about how lucky I am all the time. I'm just like, terrible things could have happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Did I ever tell you the story about the Dana Farber marathon runner?
No.
Dude, you know what that is. Dana Farber is a hospital. It's a cancer hospital in Boston. And dude, I wouldn't, like, ruin part. This is, like, the party that I ruined, dude. I was in law school and we got invited to this girl's house. You know, Boston Marathon's huge deal.
Yeah.
She lived right on the route and it was a great, great day, drinking all day. And her roommate was running in the marathon, and they had, like, this big poster that said, like, Dana Farber, and, like, she was running for that, and everyone's signing it, like, you're the best luck, you know, whatever. And I, just like an idiot, wasted, I scratched out the B and I just put a T. So it's a Dana Farter.
Nice.
Dude, I thought it was so funny. I had buddies there that were like, that's so dumb, but it's so funny, dude. It's so funny. And then the girl like who made the poster came in. And she was like, it was like when the music went off and she was like, who the fuck wrote this, dude? She started crying. Oh. She started crying, dude. Oh, her man. Sister was like, that was Dylan. And I was like, you fucking rat, dude. You rat. I found out later that the girl ran the marathon for Dana Farber because she had cancer and just like beat it.
Dude. That gives a shit.
That makes it funnier, to be honest.
Yeah, I went
Who
outside.
Who cares? You that sense of, you just beat cancer, and this is going to upset you?
As long as you make the boys laugh, dude. Yeah, that's all that matters, man.
I remember my friend Allie came downstairs when I was outside. It was like they were voting she was like, "You can't come back. You can't come back in the party." I was like, "Come on."
We just talked.
She wasn't mad though. The girl who ran it though. Was not mad. She thought it was funny. Really? Yeah. So
they did kick you out though.
I did have to leave.
That would have been funny if you fucked her too, dude.
Yo, can I get your number?
I love the idea of them coming down. We voted 6-3. You gotta go. Oh,
man. Dude, I think the most fun guy at the day drinking festivities, if he makes it to the night party, is a problem.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's always it's hard to go wire to wire being the most fun guy at the party.
Yeah. Day and night, yeah.
I don't even think you can think that way, dude. If you're the funnest guy at the party, I think you just don't even know.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you don't. All of a sudden, you're asked to leave at some point. They go, you gotta go, man.
I do miss like when you used to drink for the first time, dude. Mm. Like drinking for the first time was just like crazy.
You know? When did you start? Like high school or before?
Definitely in high school. But I always had the demeanor where, like, if I did something crazy, like, no one said anything. Yeah. They're just like, yeah, we'll just let it happen. I don't know why. People are very, like, afraid of, like, confrontation with me. Like, I think I'm a nice guy, but people will see me and they're like, nah, I'm good, man. I'm not.
You are a nice guy. You have, like, an intimidating, you know, demeanor.
Yeah, I've been told I'm a hard read, so it's like people see me and they're like, this dude's going to cause a genocide, dude.
He's going to scoop my tits.
You seem pretty relaxed.
Yeah.
Pretty relaxed fella.
I don't know, man. I would always do like borderline illegal shit and people would like adults would see it and just be like, man, I'm good. Like, dude, the first time I got drunk, it was in a tent in this dude's backyard. It was actually the Asian dude who I grew up with.
This guy kind of rips, huh?
Yeah, we were boys, man. We did crazy shit, but we didn't want to get caught, so we had a sleepover in the tent and we had a bunch of like beer and vodka, dude. So we're like blasted and we're in this tent. We go outside the tent. We start playing music and some song came on, dude. It was probably like Heads Will Roll or something.
Heads Will Roll. Dude.
And I remember I pull my pants down, dude, and I open up my ass cheeks and I just bend over, dude, facing his house and his dad's on the deck. Dude, his dad just looks into my sphincter, dude, and just walks back inside.
That's my funny bone. That's what hits me, dude.
Vividly remember pulling my pants back up and turning around, and he just was like, I'm going back.
You just hear the door slam. I mean, what is he going to say? Hey, no ass is out, John.
No.
No. Keep that in the tent.
I can't.
He definitely thought you guys were fucking. He was like, I'm gonna go
well,
back.
My son's gay.
He's airing his asshole out from the tent. He just got, he said, at least my son's giving it. At least my son's the one giving it to him.
That's got to be so confusing, dude. Just going out on the deck and seeing your son with a bunch of dudes dancing, you know?
You're just like, what the fuck? Yeah, and then one pulls his asshole out. Yeah,
to like a Chris Brown song. You're like, all right, well, he's gay.
Wish I would have found out differently, but maybe over a meal.
Yeah, I can't imagine looking into like another dude's sphincter, bro.
dude.
Oh,
my buddy, my buddy.
I've seen it a million times. It's a problem.
My buddy Justin in college, he had the hairiest ass. Yeah. He had like, it was like jet black hair. We called it the black hole.
Really?
And it became like a thing. Every like party, like there were girls there, and he would just get up on a table and just like spread his asshole apart. And then you would hear, like, we would all chime. We'd be like, the black hole! And, it was, you know, from, like, the stairs, the kitchen. Yeah.
There's always that one kid, dude, who's just, like, super hairy.
Yeah.
I used to, like, light my farts on fire, dude. And,
What? Really?
Yeah. I never accomplished it, though. Like, I would always attempt it, and it just never worked out. Even when I had a girlfriend, I got her to lay down and try it out.
I think they did that on Mythbusters. It didn't
really
work. Yeah.
Really?
It's a good thing I didn't, dude. Speaking of like bad things that could have happened, like you, I would hear stories about dudes who lit their farts on fire and like burned down their house.
Now, if there's a way to burn down your house, that's awesome. Yeah. It's that.
Okay. Committing arson like that, dude. Legend, bro.
Dude, you just have to tell you'd be like, what happened? You'd be like, I just wanted to burn the house down. I just decided to throw a match.
Yeah, I guess when you light it, like, first of all, your ass hair just is going to burn off.
Singe.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. That was good.
That was crazy, dude.
Synchronicity.
We plan one of those every episode.
But somebody said, like, the flame can, like, suck back in your ass.
Fuck you,
really?
You
can just pass away.
Bro,
yeah.
I've never heard that before. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
That's a shitty way to die.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hey. That's way worse than like the way Robin Williams went, you know, like jerking off with a belt.
Yeah.
That would be way
worse.
Is
it confirmed that he was cranking?
I think so.
I think we just assume it, man.
I like to think it was that.
I hope it was, man.
The other way, you know? Too sad.
I always hope it was asphyxiation, dude. It's got to be a good cum shot, man.
I mean, it's got to be great since people keep doing it.
I feel like you got to have someone watching you, though, dude. Not watching you, but, like, in the other room, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
Just be like, hey, it's going down, like.
Can you imagine? Just like, hey, just sit in here with your back to me, and if you start hearing me, like, it's either
stay
I'm dying or.
Stay turned around because I'm firing off
I mean,
a
I've never
one.
Done mushrooms, but I feel like it would be like that, right? Like, you're just like.
You need a spotter.
Yeah, you need a spotter,
You
dude.
Need a sober spotter to be like, you good?
Yeah.
Just keep checking in. Tap you on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay. You're good.
Even in like small towns, there's always like weird stuff that happens, dude, where you're just like, how? Like, how does that even happen, dude?
Can't.
There's a guy who blew up his house in my town.
Really?
And I thought it was a joke. I remember driving by like this farm road and my friend was like, yeah, you know that guy blew up his fucking house, like the previous owner? And I like was like laughing my ass off because like we're from a small town, dude. Yeah. Like stuff like that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like, you're joking, right? And he was like, no, he shot a propane tank in his basement. And I was just like, dude, that guy's wife must have been fucking brutal, dude.
Yeah.
To just, like, just always talking about the weather, dude. You know what I mean? Like, you just reach a tipping point where you're like, all right, honey, I'll be right back.
Wow.
Yeah. That's like the...
Damn.
What a brutal way to go.
Oh, my God, dude. Seeing Burned a house alive? Blow up, dude. Yeah.
Do you think he was jerking off when he shot the propane tank? He was just fucking pounding off on himself?
Had to have been.
Oh, my God.
It's the best way to go out, man.
It might be.
Blow up the house, dude.
Dude, how do you want to go? What would be the best way to go?
Probably that way, dude. I want to do something funny, though, dude. Everyone dies, like, in a sad way. Like, I want it to be funny, dude.
I mean, sucking in a fart that's on fire is probably the craziest way to die.
With today's, you know, technology, you have to, like, record it.
Yeah. Oh, dude, if you want me to film
it's got
to
be filmed.
Yeah. I always say, like, at this point in my life, like, I want to die shooting a propane tank, but I want it to be multiple propane tanks in the shape of, like, a dick. And I want to get, like, a drone shot. In like an open field.
Yeah, where
so it's like dominoes. Like,
yeah. I die at the cum shot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude.
Oh, if you got a drone shot of that dude and sent it to like TMZ.
It'll go super viral. Super viral.
If you had like a good background song too, dude.
Heads would roll.
Oh.
Dude. Do I not know what Heads Will Roll is?
We're gonna listen to it after this. I'm gonna listen to it on my way to the city. It's a great song.
Who sings it? Limp Bizkit?
I just know it was in that.
Limp Bizkit will get me. Hey, yeah, if we put on some limp, I'll pull my asshole out.
It, it's, I don't even, it was in that Project X.
Yeah. It's the Project X theme song.
Yeah. So good.
Pretty much.
Dude.
So I think they play it like, they gotta play in that movie where there's like tits everywhere. Like when they're showing up to the party,
mm-hmm,
dude.
Mm-hmm. I can't play all of it because we'll get flagged.
What has gotten into you, Tom?
Can you play this advertisement for
Tom Brady's
rental car?
What the hell? Just a full on.
Dude, this stinks, this commercial.
It's bad.
I don't know if I know this.
Off with your head.
I don't know the song.
Oh, dude.
No?
No.
Dude, you're
this doesn't
out.
Make you want to fucking jerk off on the freeway,
oh,
though, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's a roll.
We're definitely going to get flagged for copyright on that.
There's not a lot of
that
songs.
That song's a banger, dude.
It is, dude.
There's not a lot of songs that make me not want to jerk off on the freeway.
You're like, yep, fuck.
That would have been crazy if they played that at, like, Woodstock, though.
Oh, my God. It'd be way worse.
Oh, yeah.
Just burn the whole place down. Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. That's so good. Dude, we're already in an hour. That was so quick, man. Yeah. Thank you. We wrap up. Thanks for coming. There's anything else you want to say, you know?
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, dude. I'll have you guys on my podcast. I only have one mic, though, so.
Dude.
It'll have to be individual.
That would be great.
You know?
I'd love it.
I thought you meant one total. Like, you'll have to sit on my lap.
Yeah. And, well, you guys could both come and just pass
back and
it.
Forth. Yeah. You know? That was, yeah. Dude, we got to go drinking in Astoria, too.
Yeah, if there's Absolutely. Tits, if there's tits, man, I'm there. You know?
Yeah, I'll find some.
We'll go to Hooters. We'll go to Hooters. Yeah. Dude, tell the people where they can find you if you have anything coming up. This will be out not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after.
Oh, wow, dude. That's a prolonged release,
we
had, dude.
We usually do them every week, but we're backlogging a little bit
now.
Oh,
fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. Follow the Johnny Salami podcast. And that's really it, man.
Hell yeah, dude. It's very funny, man. I love your clips.
Thanks, dude.
They're great. Go follow him. Raymond.
Hell yeah. Check Johnny out, dude. Good. Hey, good fucking hanging and getting to know you.
Thanks, man. For having me, dude.
Absolutely.
You can find me. I'm at Reza Wadney on all social media. That's where I'll post post dates, everything like that. Make sure to subscribe to my individual YouTube channel at Reza Wadney. I got some bigger shit popping there as far as releasing a special in the next couple of months.
Hell yeah.
And as always, tune in every single Wednesday, the Troublemakers podcast. Make sure to subscribe to us, like I said, on our YouTube channel, because I'm here every single week with my man Dylan Krasinski.
Ooh,
Dylan.
You can find me at Dylan Krasinski on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, and at Troublemakers on all those sites. We post clips 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 times a week. Go follow Johnny, and we'll see you next week, baby. Good night.